if he give you the voltage and you waste it, that's the curse. He gave me the voltage, I'm a shine. It's not mine, it's from God.
Welcome to The Queen Path, a podcast that serves as a royal remembrance of embodying the woman God has called you to be.
Hello, my beautiful queens. Welcome back to The Queen Path. I am your host, Oi Consola, aka Sola, and welcome to the show. So ladies, as I'm recording this episode, I'm staying at this beautiful hotel right now. I'm currently traveling, and I wanted to share just a quick story today before we get into today's episode. So originally I was only supposed to be here for one night, but things came up, so I had to extend my trip. And so I go down to the lobby to, you know, ask them if I can stay in my room. Like, I paid online, the whole thing sorted out so I can just like stay in the room that I was in because it was comfortable. Right. And I was like, I don't want to leave this room. Like, I'm already here. My stuff is unpacked. It's like comfortable. Let me just pay for an extra night and go downstairs and ask him if I can stay in my same room. And then I go down and he was like telling me, hey, like, you know, I saw that you booked again. You know, do you want to stay in that same room? Because even though I paid the same price, they were like, oh, yeah, you have a little bit of upgrade. It's a little bit more room. And I was like, ugh, the word upgrade, that's like my word of the year. I mean, I might as well get a little uncomfortable and maybe change my rooms if it's a little bit of an upgrade, right? And the guy says to me, like, he's like, okay, let me see what we have available. And he's like looking, and as he's looking, I start thinking to myself, thank you, Lord, for the favor that is upon my life. Thank you, Lord, that when people look at me, they just feel favor. Thank you, Lord, for you know, radically upgrading me. I was just in that state of just gratitude and expectancy. And then 10 seconds later, he was like, actually, there's this, you know, one of the best suites in the hotel. I just noticed it's available. I'm going to give you a super, super great room. And I was like, oh my God, thank you. And I was truly grateful, but I was not so surprised because there was something in my heart that I was expecting that. And if I was going to choose to stay comfortable, I would have not received the upgrade. Are you ladies understanding what I'm saying? So let's get into this today's episode. Because everything in my life that happens, like, it's like, God is like so metaphorical with me. He's so funny. So if I would have stayed in that room, it would have been real comfortable. I was like, you know, in my workout clothes. We're in the middle of launch time. We're getting ready to launch our upcoming masterclass on March 26, 2024. Link in the show notes if you want to register. It's called The Paid Public Figure. It's for girls who carry that star girl energy, that star girl power. Anyway, go to the link and check it out. See if it's for you. So I'm literally having this moment where I'm like, I could have stayed in this room. The room was a lot smaller. It was on a lower floor. It was comfortable. I liked the room. But the room was like, you know, I was only there for one night. And like, I'm looking to the corner. There's like a pizza box there. It's like, I'm like, I wish I could just have the whole room like clean. And I'm just thinking to myself, maybe I'll just like ask, you know, one of the housekeeping just to do like a radical clean. It's not even that dirty, but I have like, when I'm in a hotel, I just have a high expectancy for things to just be crystal clean all the time. So anyway, I could have stayed there because it was comfortable, right? I could have stayed there because it was comfortable. But when an opportunity required me to get out of my comfort zone, to pack my stuff, go to a different room, like the whole thing, when the opportunity came up, God also rewarded me by radically upgrading me, right? And so what I'm saying is that, ladies, if you are in a season in your life where you sense that God is calling you to get a little uncomfortable because maybe you've been stuck in a specific area, maybe you feel like where you're at, you've made peace with it. Maybe for some of you, it's being single. You're like, but I'm good here. It's comfortable. Maybe for some of you, it's your career, even though you hate it. You're like, but it's fine. I'm comfortable. I don't feel like getting uncomfortable to get myself out of this situation. Maybe, you know, you're one of the people that God is calling me to speak to right now, and you have some kind of star power. You have the anointing for fame. You have the anointing for authority. You have the anointing to be a public figure. And you're comfortable right now when it comes to your privacy. And you're comfortable right now when it comes to you playing small. My love, this is a time period where if you have the courage to get a little uncomfortable, God will radically upgrade you. If you have the courage to be a little uncomfortable, God will radically upgrade you. Right? And so this requires us to take a step back and look at our lives and see where we have been settling out of fear, where we have been getting cozy out of the fear of shaking stuff up. The plot always gets better when the main character's like, I'm gonna shake this thing up. I'm gonna shake it up. And sometimes, you know, if you come from a similar past as I do, it would be toxic behavior. It'd be like, you know, I would be doing toxic princess things to shake up the plot. But as we are here on the Queen Path, my loves, as we're here on the Queen Path, we shake things up when we operate in the gift of faith. We shake things up when we operate with hope. We shake things up when we operate in love. When we are operating in faith, hope, and love, the plot shakens up for the best. For the best. I was going to say for the better, and then it came out best. For the best, right? And so faith is quite different from belief. I think when we hear, like, faith, right, we make the assumption that it just means belief, like it's the same thing, but I don't think that's quite true. You know, I think faith is when you're actually operating in the realm of knowing. Because to believe is like what gets you in front of the door, but faith is what gets you to reach out your hand and open that door. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a part of you that expects something on the other side. And so there are periods in my life, right, where if I allow myself to be so inundated with what the world is saying and I'm just focusing on the world, I go into seasons, and I'm just being transparent with you, where I look at the world and I do feel a little hopeless. Can I be transparent with you, ladies? I look at the world. I don't look at my life and feel that way. Definitely not. But I look at the world and I do feel a little hopeless because it just seems like there's so much darkness, even though there's so much light. On this, because I have spiritual eyes to see, as people who operate in the realm of the prophetic, sometimes it is the most painful gift to have prophetic gifts and to be a seer. Like, you really see how the world's operating. It's why most prophets are always like in hiding, even though we are also called to be public figures, but we are introverts. We hang to ourselves because we see everything. But anyway, I feel that way sometimes when I look at the world, and I realize anytime I'm looking at that world with that heart and those eyes, I'm operating in disobedience and I'm operating out of a lack of faith, because if I don't have faith that my Lord and Savior is coming back, right, and I keep that fire lit, right, I'm not operating in the world leveraging the gift of expectancy. Expectancy is like a gift. Because what we expect, like really expect at a heart level, we often really receive. When that expectancy is mixed with faith, and that faith is mixed with clear vision, it tends to happen. What people call law of attraction, right? And before I, you know, really redevoted my life to being in service to God, I was a pretty good manifester in the sense that I understand how manifestation works, even though I was manifesting things and it would always be like temporary. And I was like, what? Why am I good at manifesting only temporary like things? It's because unless you have the spirit of God in you, you're operating in the power of temporary. A lot of people who are like aka great manifestors, what they won't tell you is that they have to keep up with that magic with the K. They have to keep it up. It's like obsessively manifest. It's like a religion. You know what I mean? It's like a lot of efforting. When instead, you can align yourself with the Holy Spirit and he just starts working through you and you become one with God and everything. God, and when you're one with God, like nothing can fail. You know what I'm saying? I would rather, if I had to choose, I'm out here, I'm a lady of leisure. I enjoy resting. I would rather choose the path of me just being one with God and just allowing things to be a little bit more effortless. I would rather want to lean on grace than lean on works. Manifestation is works. And that doesn't mean that we're not supposed to be here working as daughters of God. I do believe in works, but when scripture says the works, it means like you are dependent and codependent on your own doing and your own efforts. And I think that a lot of us get cocky. Maybe you have quote unquote manifested something. Maybe you believed for something, you received it. And you can get to this cocky place where you're like, oh, I have what I want. I don't need God. And that is the craziest place to be. It's so important, even as we mature in the realm of the spirit, that we master the office of being a daughter of God and we're able to go to our Heavenly Father and still have that sense of dependency. And that dependency is not coming from a powerless place. That dependency is coming from wisdom, that if we submit to him who has the most power, we submit to him who has the most knowledge, we submit to him who has the most wisdom, it's probably the smarter move. You understand what I'm saying? And so, my loves, I say all this to say that you are in a season in your life where God has shown you something. For this time period, I'm speaking to stars. So if you are a star listening to this, I'm speaking to you. God has given you that vision. He's shown you a glimpse into the future. Maybe you grew up and you thought you were going to be a famous artist, a famous painter. Maybe you saw yourself being famous. You know, maybe you saw yourself being famous and you took a path and it didn't work out. Maybe you've always known that you were going to be like some kind of like known person and you haven't figured out like what that's for. Or maybe you've already experienced being known and now you're in hiding again and you don't really know what your true identity is. I'm here to tell you, my love, that in times of great darkness and anytime God is trying to prepare the prophets for darkness, he calls us to speak to the stars. You know, you understand what I'm saying? It's like he calls us to speak to the stars because you ladies or kings who are listening to this, you have a light in you. And that purpose of that light is to illuminate in places of darkness, to shine in areas of darkness. And so that's the importance of you expecting to get, you know, to get radically upgraded, up-leveled very quickly if you choose to get a little uncomfortable. You know, and that's what I want you ladies to understand. I'm not here telling you it's going to be sunshine and rainbows. For some of you, that little discomfort might be you investing in something big. For some of you, that ladies of discomfort, it might be you leaving your job. For some ladies, for that level of discomfort, it might be you ladies leaving a toxic relationship, a relationship with a man that you know is not your king. Whatever it is, it's going to require some element of sacrifice. And what I've learned throughout scripture is that every person that I've read throughout scripture who's been blessed has gone through a period of sacrifice. And that sacrifice that God is calling us to let go of, what he's calling us to release, is comfort zones. The devil wants you to settle. Like, that's his goal. The devil wants you to settle. When you really recognize that, when you really see that, you can take a step back from a compassionate, loving place and see all the areas that you're settling out of fear, out of the fear of being a little uncomfortable. If you are like in your season where you're prepping for hot girl summer, I don't know if we're still calling it that. I'm clearly entering into my older ages. If you're entering, no, I'm kidding. I'm like eternally youthful in the spirit and also like super old in the realm of the spirit. It's a funny thing. We're eternal. We have like no age in a way. Anyway, what I'm saying is like maybe you're preparing for a hot girl summer. Maybe you are, you know, getting ready for the paid public figure masterclass. And, you know, maybe you are getting ready for an upcoming group coaching program. Maybe you're already in our program now. What's up, ladies, if you're listening to this? Maybe you are literally like, oh, crap, like God is really calling me to be like seen. You're like, I need to get fit. Those first couple months of you being in the gym, you're not going to want to do it. But when you look at your body 2 months from now, you're going to look in the mirror and you're going to be like, upgraded. You're going to tell yourself, upgraded, because that's the season that we are in. We are in a season of the radical upgrade. So I'm telling you, ladies, to get a little uncomfortable. Get a little uncomfortable. Do what you need to do. Get a little uncomfortable, because what's waiting for you on the other side is a radical upgrade. So anyway, queens, I will be teaching a live masterclass. It is free. If you're a Fame Academy student, you get a VIP access to it. And it's, so you get a VIP ticket. So you must have received an email by now. Just look in your emails. It is free, but if you do want to come in for the VIP Power Hour, I'm going to be doing a group coaching, teaching, Q&A session. I'll be teaching a little bit more on the art of fame. Come an hour early. It is only $47. And it's a great way to like be immersed in a community before all the girls, other girlies come into the experience, you know, get immersed in the community of the Queen Path, because we really are like a community. So this is a great way to meet like your fellow sisters as well. And also, you know, we have a guest speaker coming in. Her name is Ali Tate. She is a phenomenal, like, speaker. She is a supermodel. She is like a queen, truly the queen of expressing herself. I remember I saw her live at an event, and she showed me that, yes, you can be an online star. She has like a huge following. I think she has like maybe like 300,000 followers or something like that. Yeah, you could be an online star. That's cute. That's cool. But when I see a woman who knows how to be an offline star, those are the people that God sends me to like call into the pack. You know what I mean? And that's what I'm going to be teaching you ladies how to do this upcoming Tuesday on March 26th. It's called the Paid Public Figure Masterclass. Yes, of course, you're going to learn how to be an online star. But to the woman who already had that understanding, and you know that God's calling you to be a paid public figure, not just an influencer, not just a content creator, but like a thought leader, a socialite, an expert in your field, then this is going to be the class for you. This is for the girls who carry that star power, that star anointing. And so I'm going to end this episode with a clip that I heard from Tupac Shakur. It's an interview that he did, and I just felt like it's going to touch home with some of you ladies. So I love you ladies so much, and I hope you all have a beautiful, beautiful rest of your day.
I think everybody shines in different things. And a lot of things I can't do. I can't play basketball like every other black person in America. But I can act. I know how to go to that true spot in myself because I'm there every day. I can be me. I can be whoever because I'm true to me. I can go to neutral easily. A lot of people, black, white, Mexican, young or old, fat or skinny, have a problem being true to themselves. They have a problem looking in the mirror and looking directly into their own souls. The reason I sell 6 million records, the reason I can go to jail and come out without a scratch, the reason I can walk around, the reason I am who I am today is because I can look directly into my face and find my soul. It's there. It's not sold. I didn't sell it. It's still within me. I still feel it. My heart is still connected to my body. So I could, any character I'm going to bring, that intensity, that truth, that honesty to it, because I have to repay for that blessing from Black Jesus, from God. I have to pay for that by shining. If he gives you the voltage and you waste it, that's the curse. If he gave me the voltage, I'm going to shine. It's not mine. It's from God.